Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Let's Talk Kashrus, presented by the Kashrus Awareness Project in conjunction with Torah Anytime. Today, we are joined by Rav Shmuel First, Dayan of Agudas Yisrael of Illinois. Thank you so much again for joining us. A common Shabbos-related question is related to warming drawers that are used. We could talk about hot plates as well, but let's start with warming drawers. They're commonly used by Kiddushim and other events to maintain food, to keep them warm. And very often what happens is people take food out and then they want to know if they could put the food back in. So it becomes a shiloh of chazara, a shiloh of bishul, if you're not sure if it is cooked. Could the Rav walk us through what are the basic guidelines that we should know when it comes to warming drawers on Shabbos?
To use warming drawers on Shabbos is machlokes ha'poskim. Some hold, Rav Shlomo Zalman held, first of all, warming drawers is no different than heating trays. So we'll talk about both of them at one time. Warming drawers is no different heating tray because it's not derech levasho boy. All you do is to keep food warm. You never cook in there. Heating tray, you never cook in there.
When the Rav says heating tray, like a hot plate?
A hot plate. Hot plate that's not made food, just to keep the chont warm or to keep the soup warm. But you don't do, a housewife will never do any cooking on it. It's just to keep the food warm. Sometimes they put it on. Many people use it before Shabbos. They put it on the heating tray and they leave it on there to fry a nice of hot soup. So it'll make the whole house hot. Mm-hmm. And then, because it doesn't give that much heat off. Are you allowed to use it? But to question, can you put it on Shabbos? Is it Issa Chazor or not? So, of course, we're talking when it's a Mushul Kot Tzorchai.
Meaning for those watching, meaning it's fully cooked?
Fully cooked. And we're only talking about dover yovish, like a piece of kugel, a piece of chicken without any liquid. If there's liquid in there, it's usur to put it back on Shabbos, according to everybody, because we paskin by dover lach yesh b'shach habishol. So that's we're only talking about the shayla, the machlokes is only by something that's a dry piece of food that's in vushu kol tzorchei, and you warm up on Shabbos. Can you put it in a warming drawer or putting on a heating tray l'chatchil or not? So Shlomo Zalman printed in the Shmishabbos kochosoi. There he says it's Asa. There's Issa Chazara. He holds it's Issa Chazara. However, Rav Moshe, it's printed already in Igus Moshe, he held that you're allowed to put it in. Now, even though he mentions in the Tshuva, and the one is a Sheol, that he says it's not Yatz Lettuce Boy, but Baal Peh, he said even it's Yatz Lettuce Boy, it's okay. In fact, Rabbi Ida, in a Sefer, talks about a radiator. Rav Moshe held you're allowed to take a piece of kugel and put it on top of a radiator, you can burn your hands on it.
Right.
And he said, in quotes from Moshe, that it's okay. So we see clearly, Moshe held, even with Yatz Letters Boy, he held that you're allowed to put it back on Shabbos, as long as it's Dover Yovash, and Vushu Kot Tzorchai.
And the reason for that is because it's not called Derech Bishul?
It's not Derech Bishul. It's no different than Hefsek Kedera. Hefsek Kedera, you want to up on top of a chalon pot, you want to put a piece of chicken on there, you're allowed to put it on top of it, as long as there's no liquid there. So it's no different than Hefsek Kedera. However, even Rav Shlomo Zalman, even though he writes in Shmishabbos Kachosai, but the newest print of the Shmishabbos Kachosai, there he changed a little bit and he says Yesh Lahach Mechatchila. He didn't say it in the first Yisrael, he says Asa, but the new one it seems to be a little bit more Uschayza. He says Yesh Lahach Mechatchila,
sounds like he's being a little more meikel.
He's being meikel, but just Yesh Lahach Mechatchila.
Uh-huh.
So he almost holds exactly where Moshe. Moshe holds Mechatchila, and Shlom Zalman Yesh Lahach Mechatchila. That's all.
So someone asked me, we were talking about the hot plate. Someone asked me the bottom of a crock pot. Yeah. It's not called a hot plate. It's part of the device. Yeah. You put the hot plate on it, and that clearly gets hot enough to cook. Do we treat that like
that's derech levasho boy.
That's derech levasho boy.
It's a crock pot. There's no heta of putting inside a crock pot.
Even though you're using it, you're putting the food directly on it, which is called derech bishul.
The only thing is you can put it on top of the, you have a cover. You know, on top of the cover, it's a hefsek kedera.
Right.
Put it inside, that's issa chazara. You're not allowed to. Even tzivush kol tzorcha is issa chazara. That's derech levasho boy. Heating tray is not made levasho boy. A warming drawer is not levasho boy. This is made derech levasho boy.
How about putting challah on top of a crock pot or a pot?
You're allowed to put a challah on top of a crock pot as long as it doesn't come crispy. As long as it doesn't change colors, then you're allowed to do it.
Okay, thank you.